This legislative session, lawmakers were met by bills to stop the sale or at least to regulate the use of products with oxybenzone. Recent research shows damage from the sunscreen in coastal waters. One measure that survived crossover earlier this month has now undergone several revisions, but advocates remained energized. That includes lead researcher Craig Downs, the executive director of a science and environmental nonprofit, Heraclitus Environmental Laboratory. Craig Downs first talked about his studies almost a year ago on Town Square. He's on the phone with us now from his lab in Virginia. Aloha.
Aloha, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Now, I know that you had wanted to see oxybenzone out and out banned because the industry has many other alternatives that it can use, and you've said that even industry itself hasn't been all upset about this idea. Why do you think that didn't carry its way into the legislative part of all of this and that it sort of had to get winnowed down a bit?
To be honest, I don't know. Everybody thought this was going to be a sure, easy thing. We had some hiccups. One of them came from the Department of Land and Natural Resources. They were still a little hesitant about the science and what it would mean for their agency and how to enforce it. Same thing with the Department of Health. My understanding is that they didn't know all the science behind it, both the human mammalian toxicological studies as well as the marine ecotoxicological studies, and they're just kind of gun shy. And again, they didn't have a clear idea, I think, of how would they implement it, what the budgets would be, a lot of the details.
It seems, though, that with the measure that's still on the move, good as it is, it still has those same questions. How do you enforce something when you say you can't have people using, oxybenzone in, a marine conservation area?
Well, that one's a little bit easier because a marine conservation area is an intensively managed area by DLNR or an NGO. In the case of Hawaii, it would be Department of Land and Natural Resources. They would, one idea is just engaging tourists and swimmers and people who are visiting the area that, oxybenzone sunscreen poses a potential threat to the ecosystem, especially restoration.
Are you asking them, show me your sunscreen, or are we talking about a really large campaign to let visitors and residents know that this type of sunscreen is not welcome in a marine conservation district?
I think it's a bad idea to even think about confiscating or, coming in with the Maui Police Department, big guys coming in and saying, don't wear this, let me check what you have. That's not a good experience for tourism. That's not a good experience for Hawaii.
So how do you keep that away from the coral that, through your research, which we talked about last year, that showed that we're really doing so much damage to the corals that they can't come back from?
Well, if you can do things incrementally, that's better than not doing anything at all. It would be in the best interest of Hawaii's coral reefs to do something that's rather comprehensive and soon actionable, that's, now, because we might be hit by another coral bleaching event like we were last summer. And if it hits again, that's more coral reef degradation, that's less probability of restoration and recovery. That's bad for Hawaii.
And we're seeing a lot of these episodes around the world. Even the knowledge that, what we thought had been happening with the Great Barrier Reef down under is, in fact, a lot worse. Your point is that, even a small ounce of prevention would be a good thing if it can actually happen. At this point, with this bill, do you think the chances are good that this thing is actually going to go through, or that they're going to go back and say, we want to see even more science?
I think it has a good chance of going through, in some form. I've talked to a number of of representatives and senators, and they seem to be quite excited about it. They want to do something about it. They want to show leadership. However it comes out is, who knows? I mean, it's the Hawaii legislature. Anything can happen.
I think one of the questions that you seem to be asking is, how do lawmakers do something that will be meaningful and not something that just, you know, seems like a good idea because of the research that you've shown them, but something that will actually make a difference? Isn't that the bottom line, trying to make a difference with the corals?
Yes. And if the Hawaii legislature, as a small step this year, wants to pass something where they ban it or do a high amount of regulatory action, meaning like education and public outreach in conservation areas like Hananama Bay, Ahii, Hanaloa Bay, those areas might see an increased probability of restoration. I mean, when you go to Hanama Bay, the inner reef, there's nothing there. It's just rubble and rocks. There's no coral. There's no sea urchins. There's nothing. And if we can drop the amount of the bad chemicals that are causing endocrine disruption and inhibiting coral reef recruitment, we might see those areas restored. And for example, Hanama Bay, you could actually regulate and ban it. You know, you could do things creatively, like, for example, having a surrender bin. And if you surrender something, an oxybenzone sunscreen, you get 50% off or 75% off on a non-oxybenzone sunscreen being sold at the concession stand.
Or maybe there might even be someone who would be willing to, you know, someone in industry who would be willing to donate sample sizes of something that would get them through the day and just give it to them if they surrender something.
Absolutely. You wouldn't believe the number of cosmetic companies that they're saying, hey, do you need 4 or 5 cases of free product? You know, we'd like to send it to you. And I'm like, I can't accept it. So I think that would be a great program for DLNR in the city of Honolulu regarding Hanama Bay to actually do something with the cosmetic companies. You know, make it a joint partnership between industry and conservation.
Well, this week we saw the bill, which is now in its, you know, fifth version, survive the Ocean Marine Resources and Hawaiian Affairs Committee, now moving off to Commerce and Consumer Protection. No date yet, though, when that's supposed to be heard, but it looks like it's still on the move, and we'll be watching it. And thanks very much. Good to talk to you, as always.
Thank you, Beth Ann, and take care.
You too. Dr. Craig Downs is the executive director of the science and environmental nonprofit called Hereticus Environmental Laboratory. HEL focuses on forensic environmental investigation and engaging in solutions that are commercially and socially viable regarding ecological conservation and restoration. The bill we were talking about is SB 1150 HD2 SD2.